think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
A different quarterback has had the most passes for this team. It was like Flacco, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater. There was, I can't even remember who the other guy was. So this is going to be the first year for Courtland Sutton where he has the same quarterback from last season throwing the most passes this year again. So I think that could be a huge thing for him. He's relatively healthy coming into this camp, and he's a major focus of training camp in this offense. I love Courtland Sutton.
The easiest one here, I'm above consensus overall ranks, is Jordan Addison, as I've told you guys about. I have him at 75 on my overall list. He's 82 on the Fantasy Pros list with a high of 60 and a low of 116. I could see myself pushing him up a little bit. He is a break the overall ranks mold. He is a break, or a more better said, he's a break the need mold, where an overall list, pay attention to, I got to have this guy. This is a must have player. I've got him higher than the overall. He'd be a major target for every reason that I've continuously talked about, the way this offense should pass, the way the running game is kind of constructed right now. And you don't want to just be like, oh, he can just be thrown right into Thielen's mold when they have the best receiver in the NFL. But there's going to be a lot of attention to that guy, and we've seen what good Thielen can do. So now get a better, more athletic wide receiver in there. Jordan Addison is going to thrive. I'd also say there's a couple guys I'm a little bit tiny lower than the overall, but like Jahan Dotson and James Cook, I've got an 81 and 82. They're like two spots lower than what they actually are.
Two guys that fall a lot too.
Yeah, and they tend to fall. Those are two players that I think break the need mold where an overall list would kind of make me focus on. All right, so let's now move up into the sixth round of players that we've got. That represents 61 to 72, a player or two that break the mold of, oh, I need these guys, but the overall list shows you, I love this guy. I got to have him regardless.
I'll give you two here. My first one, I'll say Mike Evans, and you know, far be it from me to give the Aggie a bunch of credit, but this guy has been successful with bad quarterbacks in the past. And I know He didn't have his greatest years with Tom Brady. He's getting a little long in the tooth, but he's still touchdown dependent. And he's buried on lists right now. I mean, he is, I have him at 65. He's 73, but he has a wide range here of 43 as his highest rank to 104 as his lowest rank. So I'm in the middle on that, a little bit higher than consensus, but I still like Mike Evans. And the other one is a guy kind of from camp that seems to be separating himself in this offense, and that's Antonio Gibson, running back from the Commanders. You know, it's at the original, my original first rank of running backs, I had Gibson and Brian Robinson next to each other. I had Gibson one spot ahead of Robinson because I do think overall he's just a more talented player. Well, seems like Washington is realizing that as well. They've been designing different plays for him in camp. They have, you know, Ron Rivera has been talking him up a lot. Eric Bieniemy says he fits perfectly in our system. I love what he can bring for us. So there's a lot of focus on Antonio Gibson right now. Everybody might be a little bit low on him. So those are my two guys from this section that I would like to draft.
Yeah, I don't, and when I'm looking at these, I actually look at this section and I don't feel like hardcore, I've got to have these players. I think I have more players that fall in here. It's actually that I'm looking at it. I've got seven of my players I'm lower than consensus on. I will say that Trevor Lawrence becomes a little bit more of a piece I really want if I miss out on the top tier quarterbacks. I don't know if I want to take him here. I'm a little bit lower than the consensus. And the other guy is, I'm just insanely higher, but Dalvin Cook. I mean, Dalvin Cook, I am expecting him to go into a spot that completely beats what the overall lists are currently doing. You are actually in the same tier. I'm just higher. So I guess those, like numerically, that is one. I also really love Brandon Cook, but I'm one spot lower. Brandon Ayuk. I got him at 28 at wide receiver. I'm one spot lower than where he is on an overall list, but I do feel like I really want him. So now the fifth round, player or two that doesn't matter what the team, you know, this is actually more interesting because at this point, you could have two wide receiver, two running back, and you can argue that you don't really have to focus on need if you've done that. But if you've gone three running back, one wide receiver, it changes. So pick a player or two that break the mold for you. It doesn't matter what that team construction looks like. These guys are massive targets in the fifth round, and the overall list plays in more.
I love Isaiah Pacheco, and you probably don't actually have to take him here. 76 is his ECR right now. This is ranking him at 51. Now, there are, I'm not even close to the high rank on him. Someone has him at 33 as a top three-round player, which is a little bit much to me. I think you're getting a discount right now because he had the surgery a couple months ago, and he's still in non-contact, so there's like the little red flag or the cross next to his name on all the providers, and those guys get skipped at this point in the year because people don't know. And because a lot of the times, you know, they don't have to describe what the injury is, so they won't. Kind of like what we're talking about with Joe Burrow earlier in the show, right? So I think because of that, Pacheco gets a discount, but he's doing everything except contact drills. And I bet you if they said, hey, Pacheco, tomorrow we want you to do contact drills, he'd say, yes, please let me do it. He is rip-roaring, ready to go. This is the shot that I want to take in the offense. Unless it's, you know, obviously I want Kelce or Mahomes first, but after those guys, this is the guy that I want. I think he's going to score a bunch of touchdowns, and it's good to be the lead back for the best offense in football. So Pacheco is absolutely my guy here. And Pittman, I have Pittman in here as well.
I was
going
to say, if you didn't say Pittman, I was going to be like, you got to say Pittman because that's your guy.
I mean, Pittman is like my wide receiver three on every single one of my teams. Like that is just, it's what I want. It's, you know, a team that is dealing with QB issues with a rookie QB or Gardner Minshew, whoever it is, can to be the, to start the season. I understand that, but Michael Pittman was successful with Sam Ehlinger last year and, you know, the corpse of Matt Ryan. So like, I think Pittman has dealt with worse QBs in his.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Career already than what he's going to get this year, and it's still been successful. So,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
I think people are a little afraid of him because they're afraid of the QB situation. I am not at all. I love Pittman. He's a big dude, and he should be an end zone threat as well very soon in his career. So that I want to get in on Pittman when I can, while he's cheap.
Yeah, it had the injury not been there, I probably would have been Burrow. It would have been a player, but he would have moved up in this list, but he has moved down. The two guys that jump out to me as players that I do just have affinity for, you and I, and I know you are just, I think, more and more going against it, and I can get the reasons behind it, especially I've seen a lot of arguments about, it actually came from Miles Sanders conversations. There's a video out there of the Panthers talking about how much they want to involve Miles Sanders more in the passing game, and people turning it into, well, the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, and one side saying, hey, listen, this might be more about Jalen Hurts, and another side being like, well, Kenneth Gainwell had a big run. They just, you know, this was about Miles Sanders not being good or Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense not having the ability to get the ball into the hands of running backs, all to say, I am team DeAndre Swift. You are not. You are out on Swift. You think he's going to fail and just not going to be put in a position where he can catch the ball a bunch. I look, and like Penny, I look at this as, you know, yes, they haven't had the guy. This is the guy that cures that problem of them getting the ball in the hands in the backfield and making plays. And he's a playmaker. And this is an offense where a guy like him can thrive. So I want DeAndre Swift on my teams. I want a discount. I have him exponentially higher. I have him in the fifth round. I think I can get him in the sixth, but his value is going in the seventh. That's one of those guys. And Christian Watson is the other one, who I've only got a little bit higher on the overall list, but I really, really like Christian Watson this season. Not that I'm in love with Jordan Love, but I think, you know, when the ball is in the air, Christian Watson is going to be an 8+ target guy a game. So if I can get 5 to 6 catches guaranteed, he can make big plays. He'll be a touchdown option. I know Aaron Jones in the red zone is going to be more of the play, and the goal line, it'll be AJ Dillon, but I like Christian Watson a lot. These are two players that, if I'm, you know, regardless of what the constructions looks like, they're at the top of my queue and I'm trying to get those guys. So I know you probably want to talk on Swift, since I was saying you hate it, but you do think it's going to be a failure.
I mean, it's not for me. It's not that I don't think that Swift can be a good running back. I know he can be a good running back. He has been a good running back, you know, so I know it's in there. But for me, it's I don't know how they're going to utilize him. I don't know what the depth chart is with Rashad Penny and Gainwell both having significant roles. And look, I'm man enough to say I don't know what's going to happen here with this running back situation. And that makes me just want to avoid it. It doesn't any of these guys can end up being the top back, and it would not shock me. I think that if I'm picking one, it is DeAndre Swift, right? That's the guy that I would want out of that backfield if I'm picking one, but I think you're reaching for him a little bit. I think other people are more willing to reach for him than I am. So I just know he's not going to be available where I would want to draft him ever. So I push him down my list because I'm just not going to take him. So
yeah, one of the interesting
that's
things
more of what it is.
I see too is I see he is part of a completely different tier. So like the backs I have above, I think I put them in a different light. Javonte Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, Cam Akers, Rashad White. I put those guys in a different light. But then, so you now pair him together. I don't feel the same way you feel about Pacheco this year, but you got Pacheco, Madison, Dalvin Cook, Damian Pierce, David Montgomery. I don't feel huge assurances above him. I don't feel big, big assurances. By the way, one thing we forgot to do on this overall list here is we go numerically, because actually he would have just been right on the outside is Alvin Kamara. Like Alvin Kamara, I'm now putting close to right above that Swift tier. But my whole point is like Madison, Pacheco, Cook, and whatever the hell's going on, Pierce. I don't think those guys are so exceptionally better. I think Cook is the most talented of those backs, I think, from a skill set standpoint. And he's on one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I guess I'm making that bet with him and it working over these other guys where it's like, all right, Madison's fine, but we're talking volume. Which, Pacheco's good. There's lots of backs. McKinnon will be in there. Damian Pierce, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, I just don't feel so confident about those guys, but I have pushed Swift up.
Swift could be successful without catching the ball a million times. I mean, no, like people have not given that any consideration because that has been his role in Detroit is being the pass catching back, but this could be a guy, he's pretty good at running in between the tackles too. So like this could be a guy that just changes the way his game is and he's still better than we thought. So like DeAndre Swift is still a good player. He's had health issues. Penny was their first option in the offseason and they still like Gainwell and they don't throw the ball to the running back. So there's just too many things for DeAndre Swift for me to want to really invest in him. That's what it's more about. Good player. I just don't trust him.
All right, so let's go 48 up. This will be our counting time box. I'll give you 48 to 37. This is the fourth round of players. I've got 48 going up. Terry McLaurin, 47. Keenan Allen. I've got a group of running backs. Javonte Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, Cam Akers, Rashad White, James Conner at 42. DJ Moore at 41, Debo, Mark Andrews, DK Metcalf, and Amari Cooper at 37.
For me, I've got Alexander Mattison at 48. I got Cam Akers at 47, Miles Sanders, Kenneth Walker, Joe Burrow, who may be moved down. We'll see. Lamar Jackson at 43. Then I've got DJ Moore, Amari Cooper, Hockenson, Kittle, Debo, and Godwin to end out my fourth round.
So in this, we both only have four players that we are lower than consensus on. For me, it's DK Metcalf by only a couple spots, Mark Andrews by a significant amount of spots because I'm just not insane about buying the tight end, Jahmyr Gibbs, who I am a little bit lower on than some of the crew, and Keenan Allen also almost a round lower on him. For you, it's Amari Cooper, Lamar Jackson, both pretty small. Ken Walker a little bit more, and Miles Sanders. So those are the four players that we're lower than consensus on. Is there one of those guys that you feel a lot more pushy about, like that you would push up, or do you feel like, oh yeah, that's right, those are guys that I'm not as high than the consensus on?
I feel like I'm more likely to take my red guys here than I am anybody else, to be honest.
Oh, really?
With you. Yeah, like. I mean, I guess I don't really like Miles Sanders. He's a big volume play.
I'm so opposite with you on that.
But we're going to see, like, it's not about the skill. I still have him ranked pretty high. You know, it's about the fact that he's going to get so many touches. That's why I have him ranked here above.
You're not that much lower on him, by the way. I just want to point out. You're like three spots than the consensus overall.
Like, I'm lower on Gibbs. I think Gibbs is a better running back, but I know he's not going to have that volume share. that Miles Sanders is because David Montgomery's there, right? You know, Pacheco is injured. Dobbins is still a little banged up, and they signed Melvin Gordon, right? So Javonte's banged up. Like, I have him above all of those guys, right? So I'm still in his range, but I don't know. I think I'm lower on Kenneth Walker because I have lowered him because of the groin injury. I think we're waiting for a lot of people to do that. Actually, I did this on Saturday. It's funny. I know you pulled it up, Welsh. Can you tell me what Kenneth Walker's ECR is today? Because on Saturday, when I put this together, it was 39. So
yes,
if you have it pulled up, I bet you he has moved below that at this
point. He has a little bit, 43 now.
And I have him at 45. So I'm just a couple spots off there, but I'm pretty accurate here, to be honest. And I feel like all the guys in this fourth round, I'm more than willing to take. I mean, I want my guys at the top of this round, but of course, you know, if I need a running back, I like all those running backs. So I'd be more than willing to invest in them.
Yeah. I got a few adjustments I need to make on my overall, but I will tell you, I think the fourth round for me is about running back, probably even regardless, because I have this big clump, as you can see. Like, I value Debo still, and I know people are kind of, I have him right at a normal cost. I like DJ Moore, but like, my roster construction will probably have, it'll have minimum one running back. It might have two, and I like to flex my running back. So unless there's a value at wide receiver, which in my eyes at this point is like Debo or Terry McLaurin, I'm probably looking at getting one of like Rashad White, Akers. I won't get Gibbs or Javonte Williams. Like, those are my targets in this range of fourth round. Even though I have pass catchers in the top five of this, I need value to drop, but I'm like, I'm lower on Metcalf. I'm right at value on Cooper, and it's Samuel and Moore. Those,
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
To the big guys, then it's running backs to me. So this will be probably a heavy running back range. I think for you, this is more of a wide receiver range.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
$4.
Because the entire top half are pass catchers to you, tight ends and wide receivers.
I'm trying to get my running backs before then. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense for me to be in on the wideouts here.
All right. So, third round, 36 to 24 in the overall ranks.
Well, real quick, before we jump to the third, I just want to say I am highest in the world on Chris Godwin. I am high ranked on him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you are.
37. And look, Chris Godwin, the last couple of years, it's been, you know, last year was 1,000 yards and 3 touchdowns on 142 targets. So I believe the touchdowns are going to go up. The yards and targets will probably come down because you have a worse QB situation there. And the year before, 98 catches, 1,103 yards. So this is a 90 catch guy. And we're pushing him down because he has bad QB play. But, you know, the Bucs are going to throw the ball a lot. The offense is still designed around that. And they don't have great depth at running back. So, you know, it's Rashad White and nobody there. They haven't gone out and got a free agent. So I'm guessing the plan is still to throw the rock a lot. That's why I like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin more than most people do. So I just wanted to point that out before moving up. But going 36 to 24 here in the third round, or 25 here, excuse me, in the third round, I start with James Conner down here at 36. Then Joe Mixon. Then I have the three QBs, Hurts, Allen, and Mahomes. Mark Andrews, my number two tight end at 31. Then Devontae Smith, DK Metcalf, Chris Olave. And up here is Etienne Hall and Aaron Jones.
All right. At 36, I have got J.K. Dobbins, followed by Kenneth Walker, Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Joe Mixon at 31, T. Higgins at 30, Patrick Mahomes at 29, Devontae Smith, Chris Olave, Waddle, and Travis Etienne up at 25. I have 7 players that I am lower than consensus on. Looking here, none are crazy. They're almost like 1 or 2 spots, but I am higher on every running back but Joe Mixon. I am higher than consensus on. Walker has to move down just a tiny bit because of injuries. I don't know if I would move Dobbins even lower over James Conner. I think he's just a different tier. I do like Miles Sanders a lot. I obviously love Travis Etienne a lot. The Bigsby stuff gets me a little bit worried. But this is a core tier here because I do love Waddle and Olave, but I want the deal. So give me a third round deal on one of those wide receivers. I'm locked in. Otherwise, I can tell you this is going to be a running back. Or here's the other thing you'll notice, Boggs. All quarterbacks in this third round, I have no other quarterbacks in my top 4 rounds except for these 3. So if I can get one of them in the 3rd to 4 round turn, I'm in. Otherwise, I ain't doing it. You have 5 quarterbacks inside your top 4 rounds. So that's a little bit of our difference. So this is probably, I mean, I'm making it sound easier. Deal on Waddle or Olave, or I'm probably taking Travis Etienne. If one of those quarterbacks aren't there. So like
you take Slim Reaper a lot.
I do take him a lot in mocks, but that is, I don't know if it's third round.
Maybe it's like because it's he falls.
Round. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's fourth round because he falls.
Maybe he's lower than this on, you know, most boards or whatever. But for me, honestly, this is probably BPA because, you know, you guys know, I like to take running backs early. That's what I like to do. So most of the time, I'll look for a wide receiver here. You know, if it's Olave, Metcalf, or Devontae, those are the only wide receivers that I have here. My goal is to go RB, probably Mark Andrews in this round is my favorite pick, even though I'm somehow below consensus on Mark Andrews, which kind of surprised me. And then I'll take a wide receiver I like because you guys know I love Godwin. I don't have to take him where I have him ranked. So give me one of, like, you know, Debo as my top, Amari Cooper as my top, DJ Moore as my top. And then I'll take Godwin the next round and then work from there if I do get my perfect scenario start of like Andrews or Kelsey, because that is what I want at tight end, or wait, like you guys know. So I don't know. I think this is pretty much a BPA round, which should not be surprised, but it already depends on how I've drafted in the first 2 rounds. which is, you know, why I don't like the overall list. So,
yeah, I mean, it is BPA. That's a better way to put it than me being like, I take this guy or this guy, because it is dependent.
You're just talking about the guys you have been taking. But yes, it is BPA.
If I were to go, I'm likely in the first two rounds to go running back. I'm very likely to do that. So that would mean I'm heavily focused on Waddle, Olave, and why I would go to Devontae Smith. You know, I could look at Patrick Mahomes, but it is truly BPA because I've got some running backs higher in this next round, lower on wide receivers. So I tend to not take, like, wide receiver is probably never a play I'm going to really do. I could see scenarios where I do it. You know, frankly, if I were at like 8 or 9 and Tyreek Hill was there and then I were able to get, you know, Diggs or Adams or Lamb or something, then into the third round, I talked about those running backs I like, I'm probably staring at like Miles Sanders or something, and that's okay. It is a BPA round, but it's probably more about drafting habits that end up happening here, but those are some of my players. All right, so 24 to 13, I've got higher than consensus overall. I've got Brees Hall, Najee Harris, and Aaron Jones. Those are 24 through 22. Group of wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I'm lower than, Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. At 17, it's Ramondre Stevenson. 16, Devontae Adams. Stephon Diggs at 15, followed by, here's the only adjustment I got to make. I hadn't made an adjustment on Taylor and Jacobs. I decided to kind of hold. I'm now more concerned about both. I would say I will probably move them below. I'll definitely move them below Diggs and Adams. So that'll be 14 and 15 or 15 and 16 for them. I'm torn on Stevenson. It actually might be about me moving wide receivers up. So they're going to move into the mid teens. I've got to get value on. I probably still take them off of pure skill set over Aaron Jones and Najee Harris. But what say you on 24 through 13?
At 24, that is where I moved Josh Jacobs to the end of round two. So that's where I've got him right now. It's my RB11. Then I've got T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown. So a grip of wideouts. Then Ramondre, Najee, and Jonathan Taylor. A little more confident JT showing up and doing stuff than I am Jacobs, because Jacobs just has not shown up to camp yet at all. And then A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, and Stephon Diggs to end out round two. So looks like most likely I'm taking a wideout here, but it really depends on what I draft in the first round and where I'm picking, to be honest with you. And, you know, I will move up JT if he gets into camp and everything seems good. I will move up Josh Jacobs again pretty high. I don't think I'll move JT back up to two where I had him, because the ankle has actually been bothering him and he does look a little gimpy, but I would move him up right now. If he was in camp and a little gimpy, I'd probably move him to 12. So he'd still be in my first round, but I would move him down from where I had him earlier. Jacobs would probably go back up to number 10 for me. So I would have Pollard, then Jacobs, then Chubb, Henry, or, you know, I'd move him below Chubb. So it'd be Chubb, Jacobs, Henry, and Taylor is how I would do it should those guys show up and come back.
Jacobs is pretty untouched for me right now, if I'm being honest with you. Taylor would probably move up. I'd probably move him to 11 or 12 or something like that. But, you know, Jacobs is relatively untouched. I just haven't been trying to make any crazy moves. But as we've talked about, you do have to consider if you were drafting right now and what your approach would be. And it's like, if I've got an early pick, I'm likely to take one of the deal running backs that are going to fall. You know, Derrick Henry has an ECR of 14. You know, gimme, gimme. I'll do that all day long. Mm-hmm. If I have the back end of the second round, I'm higher on Aaron Jones, you know, Najee and Brees Hall. I could do that. But that middle core is so heavy wide receiver. And what's so funny, you and I are exact opposites. You're like a middle core running back with a sandwich of wide receivers. And I am a sandwich of wide receivers with a core of wide outs. So if I had pick like 8 and I come back in, or, you know, 7, I'm probably looking for the best value of a wide receiver that's left. You know, did Diggs fall? Probably not. Did Adams fall? Likely. A.J. Brown, those type of players. I'm a tad bit lower on Amon-Ra St. Brown. Some of these are just about, you know, the players that they've got and where they're going to spread the ball around. You know, when Jameson Williams comes back, I do think he's going to get a good target share. I think he's going to be a part of that. I think Gibbs is going to be a part of that. Laporta is going to be a part of that. So I'm just not quite on the, like, Amon-Ra St. Brown's the best wide receiver on the planet. There is a BP-ness to this, but if, you know, you're trying to build best case scenarios, you know, I could stick pretty stringent to this. Ramondre's the one I'm struggling with right now, man. If they bring in, maybe I'm being silly, but if they bring in Elliott, I feel like I'm going to drop him similar to what you did, probably below Najee. You know, I am bigger than Aaron Jones on most people because of what I think he'll be in the offense this year. I think he could be the primary pass catcher. I think he's going to score all the touchdowns. But, like, I don't know if I could even have Stevenson over Najee if they were to bring in Elliott. And maybe I'm just being way overreacting and so much.
I don't think you are, because the Patriots have been looking for a second running back since the draft, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's really the thing. They brought in James Robinson and then saw what he had. They won a camp and cut him. And then they've been working out guys every single week. They've been working out Fournette. They've been working out Zeke. They've been working out a bunch of other guys that would, and I don't know that these are guys that will necessarily affect Ramondre Stevenson. It's just, hey, our backup right now is an unproven guy in Pierre Strong. We would rather have a vet. I think it depends on who they sign. Zeke is a bigger deal than it would be if they brought in, you know, Gus Edwards or somebody, right?
100%. So, like, I mean, I might even be a little bit more different about more. Fournette. Fournette would even mean, sure, I think, a little bit less to me.
I think than so Elliott. Too.
Then Elliott's the one that bothers me.
I completely understand that. And it seems like he's the most likely one that they're going to sign. But also, I don't know, man. Ramondre Stevenson looked real good last year. The reason I am behind Najee is because we know what the roles are for Najee and Jaylen Warren. And people can tell, Mark Abley can say, you know, he's a bowling ball. And I do think Jaylen Warren's a very good running back. But Najee is a great running back. And I know he had a down year last year. People forget he had Liz Franck.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Liz Franck injury, which keeps most guys out for a significant period of time that he played through last year. The old line was bad. The offense was predictable. Like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
I think he's going to score all the touchdowns. But, like, I don't know if I could even have Stevenson over Najee if they were to bring in Elliott. And maybe I'm just being way overreacting and someone's
screaming.
I don't
think you are, because the Patriots have been looking for a second running back since the draft, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's really the thing. They brought in James Robinson and then saw what he had. They won a camp and cut him. And then they've been working out guys every single week. They've been working out Fournette. They've been working out Zeke. They've been working out a bunch of other guys that would, and I don't know that these are guys that will necessarily affect Ramondre Stevenson. It's just, hey, our backup right now is an unproven guy in Pierre Strong. We would rather have a vet. I think that's, it depends on who they sign. Zeke is a bigger deal than it would be if they brought in, you know, Gus Edwards or somebody, right?
100%. So, like, I mean, I know, might even be a little bit more different about more. Fournette. Fournette would even mean, sure, I think, a little bit less to me.
I think than so Elliott. Too.
Then Elliott's the one that bothers me.
I completely understand that. And it seems like he's the most likely one that they're going to sign. But also, I don't know, man, Ramondre Stevenson looked real good last year. The reason I am behind Najee is because we know what the roles are for Najee and Jaylen Warren. And people can tell, Mark Cavalli can say, you know, he's a bowling ball. And I do think Jaylen Warren's a very good running back. But Najee is a great running back. And I know he had a down year last year. People forget he had Liz Frank injury, which keeps most guys out for a significant period of time that he played through last year. The old line was bad. The offense was predictable. Like, there's all these factors to say, why didn't we see the Najee from his rookie year? That's why. You know, now we're going to see the Najee from his rookie year again, as long as he doesn't get hurt going into the season. And I'm excited about him. So I think it's more about, I think both these guys are probably similar in skill, but I know Najee's role. And Stevenson is a question if they bring in a good vet like Zeke. But, you know, maybe even I would like Ramondre Stevenson more if they brought in someone I'm just totally not worried about.
Yeah,
I thought James Robinson was that guy, and I'm like, I'm not worried about James Robinson at all with Stevenson. So I had him higher. I had him in that next group with Chubb and all those guys. And I just don't know that he belongs there right now, which is why I have him as a mid-tier round two guy.
I will say, like, when you stare at the overall, one thing that stands out that I really like the idea of doing is if I had like a top three pick, and, you know, Eckler and McCaffrey are gone, and I had like three or four, and I can get Jefferson or Chase, or even Kupp. I like Kupp way more than you do. I can get them based on my ranks, and this is 100% how I'd approach it. I really have the possibility of taking like Najee in the second and Aaron Jones in the third. So if I had like Jamar Chase, Najee Harris, and Aaron Jones, I love that. That's my third round. And then I would have a late fourth round pick. And that's where I'm looking at, like, maybe a Terry McLaurin, you know, Terry McLaurin to pair up with there. Like, I really, and, or I could go through the third running back if I wanted, and I would be looking at a Javonte Williams or a Cam Akers or something. And I love the construction of that. I love the ability to do that, because those are where I'm higher. So that might also be understanding and just being able to piece that together. So the top 12, 12 to one, what does your first round look like?
All right, my first round, we go Cooper Kupp at 12. Then I have Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Tony Pollard, Travis Kelce have at 8. Somehow I'm below consensus on him. Wow. Tyreek Hill at 7. Bijan at 6. Eckler at 5. Saquon at 4. Chase 3. Jefferson 2. CMC 1.
I've got Derrick Henry at 12, which is higher than consensus. Saquon at 11, which is one lower. I got Kelce at 10. Tyreek Hill at 9. Bijan at 8. All four of those players I just mentioned, all lower than consensus, because I'm higher on Nick Chubb, who I have at 7. Tony Pollard, who I'm way higher than, I have at 6. Cooper Kupp at 5. Jamar Chase at 3. Jamar Chase at 4. Eckler at 3. Jefferson at 2. And Christian McCaffrey at 1. So I think the only thing you and I are agreed upon here is McCaffrey and Jefferson. That's it. And the biggest one that jumps out to me is you have Saquon at 2 overall at RB.
Yeah, look, I had Taylor at 2. But, I mean, look, I Austin Eckler is great. I just like Saquon's potential better. Bijan is amazing. I like Saquon's potential better. And I just, my thought is, okay, we take Saquon, right? And we had a bunch, like his ADOT was terrible last year. He wasn't great with the ball in his hands and everything. And that's because they had nothing over the middle. It's Daniel Bellinger was their over-the-middle guy, right? So now you have Paris Campbell in the slot. You have Darren Waller at tight end. Now when he catches those passes, you're going to give him a little more room to work with because those guys are legit threats where you had nothing there last year. So I think he adds a little in the receiving game on those short routes that they have designed for him. And, you know, he breaks a couple more of those off. He's also a big-time touchdown guy. I still love Saquon. I know he's been hurt and he's ruined people's seasons. So is McCaffrey, though, and most people have him as the number one player, number two player. So, you know, running backs get hurt. It's the way of the world. It's going to happen. Give me the guys with the most upside, and I still think Saquon is that guy.
And you and I both... And you and I both have seven running backs in the first round. So that's where
we're kind of the still same. RB guys. Yeah.
We still have the exact same receivers in the first round in different order. We have Kelsey, and then we have I think we have the same running backs in there as well. Now that same running backs. We're just different.
Same guys, different construction. Order.
So this is where, you know, the final cherry on the top is just about how overall lists would be used. Obviously, your first round is going to be your initial build construction. You can definitely go BP. I think you can go BPA without question rounds 2 and 3. I'm not going to say you can't do it 4, 5, and 6, but I think you start getting a lot more positional looking into the fourth round. So that's where it's like maybe the overall starts to kind of go away a little bit. Then in the fifth round, you could still use it, go away. By the time you get to the 6th, 7th, I think you're really starting to get more hyper focused on the positional stuff that you've done. You should also be tiering out players for bench spots that you like, a la Addison that I have. So it's like, is it useful to be paying attention in the 8th round to, okay, well, you know, I got Khalil Herbert here and Sky Moore and Dallas Goedert. Like, what if you have a tight end? Dallas Goedert doesn't matter anymore. What if you have 4 running backs? Well, it doesn't matter where you've got Gibson and Herbert necessarily, especially if you only have 2 wide receivers. You should be bumping up. I will bump up Jahan Dotson over A.J. Dillon if I am in desperate need of wide receiver. I will bump up A.J. Dillon and Khalil Herbert if I've already got 3 wide receivers. I will bump them up probably over Marquise Brown and guys like that. BPA always has its place, especially if you have a lot of deeper good options. But these overall lists, they just fall apart as they go deeper. So it ends out being, it is the initial directions these can help you with. But in the long term, it is a lot more about people being right, people being accurate in contest than it is about draft preparation. These overall lists are, and maybe just knowing overall valuations. It's similar to ADP and how people talk about ADP. Like, oh, don't be a mindless drone to ADP. Just don't even pay attention. The ADPs and overall lists are kind of the same thing in general.
Yeah.
Just ADP is the average of how people are drafting. These overall lists are supposed to be representative of how this person is drafting, but they all fall apart.
With ADP, it's, you know, it's different based on what site, you know, you're on because of what is presented to you on their list, which is what ranks analysis is all about, which is why we go back there. Let me ask you one thing before we leave the overall list is I put, and both of us pretty well, I mean, you specifically, you only had 5 guys that are ranked ECR inside the top 100 that were not in your top 100. I had 8, so a little bit more. Do any of these guys, and I'll give you the guys for Welsh. It was Watson, Ingram, Furmuth, Quentin Johnston, and Samaje Perine. Any of those guys make you nervous about not having them in the top 100?
You know, Evan Ingram does. Evan Ingram has been one I've been staring at a lot. Quentin Johnston, definitely for all the right reasons, except they just have so many weapons. I know people are like, Quentin Johnston, but dude, Josh Palmer looks good. They got Mike Williams, Austin Eckler. That one, I feel I understand, and I could be really wrong, and he could be the next Garrett Wilson. I feel less about that. I don't care about Samaje Perine. I don't really care about Firemuth. I don't care about Watson, and I'll just be wrong on that. Like, I know Watson can be good. I don't know if Watson will be consistently.
Let's see it again. That's my thing with Watson. I want to see it again because he's missed 2 years.
He was stinky. He was stinky last year. So if he's much better and I'm wrong, okay. If he ends at like quarterback 11 or 12 and I had him at 15 or whatever,
whatever.
I don't really care that I missed on that. It's probably Evan Engram. That's the one that I look at that I think I've been a little bit lower on, and the way that team passes, they just have so many pass catchers and Ridley coming in. I worry that I could miss the boat on a later tight end and Evan Engram. But again, like Evan Engram and Quentin Johnson are the only two. What were your eight? List off yours, and I see one that you better be.
We hit the same. JSN is my number one, and that is the one I'm worried about.
Yeah, exactly.
Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, whatever QBs are, take them late in a one QB league. Gabe Davis, I have, that makes me a little shaky too.
Yeah, I love Gabe.
The rest: Evan Engram, Tua, Freiermuth, and Quentin Johnston. I'm not that worried about it at all. Tight ends.
I didn't realize you had some of those guys too. Okay.
Yeah, tight ends are cheap. I mean, you had Tua 100. He's 96 ECR anyway. Who cares? But like, yeah, JSN, and I'm looking at my list. Like, I'm just going to move. I'll tell you in my update, JSN is going to be in the top 100. He'll be in 95 for me, which is still around below consensus, but I can't have him below all these boring ass running backs that are basically backups. Jamal Williams, Penny, Mitchell, P. Ryan, Damian Harris, Tank Bigsby. I got to put him above those guys. So I'll move him above those guys. I probably will also boost Gabe Davis into that as well. Gabe Davis, I'm less worried about than I am JSN. Like, JSN has the potential to be a top producer for the Seattle offense, but Lockett is good. DK Metcalf is still good. So I'm not going to move him that much higher. And Gabe Davis and Dalton Kincaid both getting tons of buzz out of Buffalo camp, and that's going to be eating into each other if they're both pretty solid this year. But, you know, so those are the guys I'll probably move. The rest I don't care about at all, not having inside my top 100.
I gotcha. Find us over at InThisLeague.com. That's the Patreon. If you guys want to see all the ranks, we update them on Fridays during draft season. So come and check that out. We'd love to have you there. You are supporting us. You are directly supporting us. No other things do as much as the Patreon. Plus, you can get in the GroupMe rooms. You guys can chat about leagues. You guys can create leagues. You could join leagues. You can talk draft strategy with everybody else. It's a very active, robust room that you can check out. Download the GroupMe app, and if you're an LT or above, we will add you to some of those rooms. And also, you guys can check out Underdog Fantasy if you guys want to do that, want to get out on best balls or season-long pick'ems. Use promo code ITL. Get a 100% match up to $100 deposited, so that's free money to play with. That is also another way you can support ITL. And coming up later in this week, Superflex mock draft. Superflex. We're going to be back on the Superflexes. We'll be mocking every week through the rest of the way. So hopefully you guys are going to be locked into that. You guys can see the free posts that we do. You can see all the results. And we also generate the Fantasy Pro stuff. First week that both of our ranks are going to be up there. So we'll see if you or I hate any of the drafts that are done. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss any of it. And, you know, on the Patreon also is where we have announcements. So if, you know, you and I were talking about listener leagues or entry leagues, what's going to go on with that this year. Also announcements for the Twitch shows that we're doing. So make sure you're part of that. And then twitch.tv/InThisLeague if you guys want to have some fun with us on Fridays. That is it. We'll be on some podcasts over on Fantasy Pros for the football side. You can catch me on the Athletic Fantasy Football podcast as well. And on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and Bogman Sports. Bogman Welsh, overall.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This, F them, we're out of here.
See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! I'll move him above those guys. I probably will also boost Gabe Davis into that as well. Gabe Davis, I'm less worried about than I am JSN. Like, JSN has the potential to be a top producer for the Seattle offense, but Lockett is good. DK Metcalf is still good. So I'm not going to move him that much higher. And Gabe Davis and Dalton Kincaid both getting tons of buzz out of Buffalo camp, and that's going to be eating into each other. If they're both pretty solid this year, but, so those are the guys I'll probably move. The rest I don't care about at all, not having inside my top 100.
I gotcha. Find us over at InThisLeague.com. That's the Patreon. If you guys want to see all the ranks, we update them on Fridays during draft season. So come and check that out. We'd love to have you there. You are supporting us. You are directly supporting us. No other things do as much as the Patreon. Plus you can get in the GroupMe rooms. You guys can chat about leagues. You guys can create leagues. You could join leagues. You can talk draft strategy with everybody else. It's a very active, robust room that you can check out. Download the GroupMe app. And if you're an LT or above, we will add you to some of those rooms. And also, you guys can check out Underdog Fantasy. If you guys want to do that, want to get out on best balls or season-long pick'ems, use promo code ITL. Get a 100% match up to $100 deposited. So that's free money to play with. That is also another way you can support ITL. And coming up later in this week, Superflex mock draft. Superflex. We're going to be back on the Superflexes. We'll be mocking every week through the rest of the way. So hopefully you guys are going to be locked into that. You guys can see the free posts that we do. You can see all the results. And we also generate the Fantasy Pro stuff. First week that both of our ranks are going to be up there. So we'll see if you or I hate any of the drafts that are done. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss any of it. And, you know, on the Patreon also is where we have announcements. So if, you know, you and I were talking about listener leagues or entry leagues, what's going to go on with that this year. Also announcements for the Twitch shows that we're doing. So make sure you're part of that. And then twitch.tv/inthisleague. If you guys want to have some fun with us on Fridays, that is it. We'll be on some podcasts over on Fantasy Pros for the football side. You can catch me on the Athletic Fantasy Football podcast as well. And on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and Bogman Sports. Bogman Welsh, overall list, F them. We're out of here.
See ya.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you.
When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.